Kim, we are going to be joined here momentarily by Pitbull. If you do have a question, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll try to get to as many questions as possible in a limited amount of time. Pitbull, can you hear us? You're on mute, my friend. Hold on a second. There.
I'm on mute. Now we're good. You hear me now?
We are now joined by our Grand Marshal for today's 63rd running of the Daytona 500 and co-owner of the number 99 Chevrolet for Trackhouse Racing, and that is none other than Pitbull. Pitbull, you ready to get this thing going today?
Yeah, you already know I'm ready to get it going. Are y'all ready? Let's do it.
Outstanding. Well, we only have a few moments, so we're going to go ahead and straighten the questions, and our first question is going to come from Heather Williams. Go ahead with your question, Heather.
Hey, thank you for your time. I'm just curious. I know you're a huge race fan and you've been to races before, but I'm wondering if this experience is different now that you're a team owner.
Well, for one, Heather, how you doing? It's truly my pleasure to be here. And yes, I've been to races before, but I mean, this is priceless. There's no words really to put it together. I'm still taking it in. I'm very excited, as you guys can see, to be an owner in Trackhouse, and Justin, Ty, and Daniel giving me the opportunity of being here. It's history in the making. And like I've said in plenty of interviews, and I will continue to repeat myself because I wanted to be programmed in people's mind. Look, there's no hidden agenda. We're here to win. We're here to create amazing relationship with sponsors. We're here to make history. But more than anything, we're here to bring people together with an amazing platform like NASCAR with Trackhouse. In the same way that we've done in music, we're here to apply the same philosophy, I would say, and attitude here. So that's what makes it so memorable and priceless to be here. And man, it's Daytona 500. Woo! Get ready.
Thank you. Good luck today.
Oh, thank you, Heather. Appreciate it.
Outstanding. Our next question will come from Davey Segal. Go ahead with your question, Davey.
Yeah, thank you, Armando. So comparing, you know, the adrenaline rush that you get when you're on stage performing compared to what you're going to feel today when you help get the race started. I know you've been at races before, but you haven't really been in this specific role. So can you compare what you think the two will be like?
I mean, at this point, I can't even tell you. But maybe after the race, I'll just start running back to Miami.
And in terms of the Trackhouse Racing team, of course, I know you met with Daniel and Justin last night. What did you guys talk about?
Oh, just sitting down with Daniel and Justin, just telling them thank you, like I said before, for the opportunity. It's all of us believing in each other and all of us believing on what the message and all of us, I would say, getting together. It's history in the making. But when I get on that little headset and I'm talking to Daniel, I'm going to tell him, man, drive that car like you stole it. All right? Step on the gas and let's go.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question is going to come from Andrew Curland with NASCAR Kids. Go ahead with your question, Andrew.
Yeah, I was curious. You know, Luke Combs is here performing the pre-race concert, and I mean, you're also performing as well. I was curious, how would you compare the passion of NASCAR fans to the fans that you see on stage?
Well, I'm not going to be performing other than doing the Grand Marshal, and I'm sure Luke Combs is going to knock it out the park. He's doing great, and congratulations to him and what he's done with his career. As far as the adrenaline and the difference, I think that the races that I've been to was down in Homestead, and then I was at one with Blake Shelton over in Phoenix. What I love is that, how can I put it? That underdog fighting spirit and that passion that you see of the fans out there, and that people such as myself, same way as the drivers, and why I relate so much to NASCAR, the drivers and the teams, because that's really what it's about. No matter at what level you're at, it's easy to make it, it's hard to maintain it, but I feel like everybody sticks to that underground mentality of always being a fighter, a grinder, and you see that in the fans. They love that, and I respect that, because that's the true American dream, when you take nothing and make it something. And that's what I feel being here in Daytona 500 and being part of NASCAR and Trackhouse.
Thank you. Good luck today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Our next question will come from Luis Torres. Go ahead with your question, Luis.
Thank you. I got one for each language. The first one in English. How essential is it to be bringing the Latin and Hispanic community into the sport and being a part of it? Of course, you have on the other side with Bubba Wallace and Michael Jordan, but not with you and Daniel.
Well, it just goes back to what I tell you with the most important part of this union slash partnership is. It's bringing people together. You know, I tell people all the time, there's one race and one race only. That's the human race. And when people start to apply that in their everyday life, then we'll be looking at a different world. I've already seen it stepping on stage. I've seen what the music does. Music is a universal language where it speaks to everybody. No matter where you're from, race, culture, or language you speak, when you're at a concert and you're enjoying that artist and that music, everybody there speaks music and everybody's a part of that culture. So we're looking to take the same and apply it to this amazing partnership with Trackhouse, amazing platform with NASCAR, and bottom line, making sure the United States stays the United States, not the divided states.
Y la otra respuesta es que la importancia que los hispanos tienen algo positivo. Has mencionado la educación es bien importante para tú. ¿Qué importante es que los jóvenes que hagan siguiendo sus sueños en los tiempos más difíciles como ahorita en la pandemia y lo ha pasado los últimos décadas?
Mira, para ser hispano aquí representando en NASCAR es un gran honor. Es también para motivar e inspirar la cultura de que no importa lo que pase en la vida, uno siempre tiene que estar ahí para luchar y seguir para adelante. Eso está en la sangre de nosotros. Nosotros tenemos mucha pasión y somos gente que de una manera u otra siempre resolvemos cualquier problema o situación. So, para la juventud que está allá afuera, ellos tienen lo que es ver todo lo que está pasando en el mundo ahora mismo, utilizarlo como algo positivo para seguir para adelante, porque nada en la vida es fácil y nadie le gusta nada fácil en la vida. Para llegar a estos niveles y lograr lo que uno quiere en su vida, uno tiene que luchar y luchar duro. So, con eso dicho, estamos aquí ahora mismo creando historia con Justin, con Ty y con Daniel Suárez, con Trackhouse y NASCAR. Y como te digo, lo más importante es uniendo las diferentes culturas para enseñar lo que nosotros somos mucho más similares que diferentes.
Gracias.
Gracias a ti.
Our next question will come from Dustin Albino. Go ahead with your question, Dustin.
Hey, Pipple, how are you?
Hey, Dustin, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, so I know you're a busy guy, but how involved do you plan on being with Trackhouse on a weekly basis?
We're very involved. You know, our teams are constantly speaking. Now that there's no touring going on, I'm going to be pretty much at every race. I'm going to try to get out. And more than anything, involved with Daniel, Justin, and Ty, figuring out what's the best way of, I go back to, not only marketing the team, but marketing the message and making sure that we program that in everybody out there so that they know that there's a higher calling to this. And when you do something for those kind of reasons, like we always say, do good and be well. You know, it's the same way that we've taken music, and that's given me the opportunity to build schools and get into education. And you're talking to somebody that didn't graduate high school, but the reason that I believe in that so much, believe in education, is because a teacher changed my life. So now getting another opportunity through NASCAR and this platform and Trackhouse to be able to do the same, that's what's got me very, very excited. But yes, I'm like a kid at a candy store to be a part of a whole new movement, which is just gonna re-energize and I would say recreate everything that we're gonna do moving forward, even from the music side.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
And our final question is gonna come from Kelly Crandall. Go ahead with the question, Kelly.
Thank you. Hey, Pipple.
Kelly, so the checker mask. That's what we bring it home today. We bring home the checker flag. Yeah.
I hope so. Good luck. So about the command, fans, viewers are very particular about how someone gives the command. So how much time and effort and thought process have you put into what you're going to do today?
You know, I'm just a person that lives in the moment. I know what the standard is, and I'm going to do what I've done my whole life, remix it and take it to another level.
Deal. Well, Pitbull, thank you for joining us, and good luck today, both with giving the command and also with your race team in the 63rd running of the Daytona 500. Go out and enjoy.
Oh, no, it's truly my pleasure. Thank you guys for the opportunity. It's time to make history. Dale. Yeah!